This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Thursday morning means we put the weekend in focus, and we'll spotlight some of the events happening this Easter weekend. As Trevor was just mentioning, Sip and Stroll is tonight, as is the North Beaches Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center. If you're looking for something to do this evening, just before the sun sets, and boy, is it going to be really nice weather for it as well. It is a staple every year for Easter, and I love, Benjamin, that you have experienced this as well, because we used to live just down the street from the Mandarin Art Festival and would walk down there every single year. What a great event this is. Every Easter, except for the COVID years, of course.
Yeah, so those 2 days leading up to Easter, I guess the weekend of Easter, they're going to have the Mandarin Art Festival down in Mandarin. I've never been there before. Mm. I mean, I've been to Mandarin, but I've never been to the art festival.
Oh, it's great to see.
And this is apparently an event that's been going on since 1968. Indeed. So pretty long running. And it looks just very cool. I love local art. I love supporting all of our local artists who make beautiful, unique, individual things. And this is just going to be a good time to get out in the sun. It's going to be nice weather this weekend.
And as far as I know, unless things have changed, you are encouraged to make a monetary donation, which goes to the Art Association, but it is free.
It is free, but it is suggested that you donate $2 at the gate.
Yep.
To, what is it, for the donations, their bake sale, sales from their club table, all go toward the Mandarin Community Club.
Yep.
And it just helps the region, which is great.
And while it is a little bit tricky to park right around there, and again, we used to live pretty close, so we could kind of walk down the street to get there. Mm-hmm. They do have some shuttles that run, just look for the signs if you are going to be taken in the Mandarin Art Festival.
There's three spots for off-site parking. You've got the Masonic Lodge, you have the Church of Our Savior, you have Albert's Field. Those are the places where you can park if you're planning to go.
Yep.
And they'll bus you, or you can walk.
I love how local it is, too, because it really is tying in, like, all the schools for the bake sale, gets the kids from Loretto Elementary School and Mandarin Middle School involved, some of the Girl Scout troops, and some of the... It's really local. This is about as local as it gets.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, so bring in whatever you buy on Monday, would you?
Yeah.
All right, I would love to see it, because I know you're going to walk away with something. You will get something.
I always walk away with something.
He is also a local artist.
Yeah, I
love Benjamin,
that.
Benjamin sort of does very artsy things.
I do a little art.
There are some really cool, like, photography tents that are usually set up there as well. Will Dickey, who's a well-known photographer here, he shoots for the Times Union, or has in the past. He might be semi-retired now, but I've seen him there multiple times. And if you are looking for, like, great shots of Jacksonville or St. Augustine, he has captured those throughout his illustrious career. So really cool. All right, what do you got cooking this weekend?
I am going to Family Fun Day. It's being run by the Jacksonville Autistic Society. There are games, music, food, of course, an Easter egg hunt. And Santa's Angels and Post 9 Riders are going to be there. It's Saturday from 1 to 4 on Lem Turner Road in Jacksonville.
I love that. A lot of attention on autism this month especially, but then with the story that we had in the news about some of the CDC findings as well. And good to know for anyone who has children who have that diagnosis to have the resources available to them. Also Saturday, and this is open for all kids and all parents, Jack's Park's Extra Egg Extravaganza. Let me put the emphasis on the egg extravaganza. This is going to be at Friendship Fountain, and we had it in the news earlier that Friendship Fountain is reopening after some work that was done. So this is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Playground is also opening up as well. We've got music, entertainment. The mayor's bookmobile is there, face painting, crafts, food, and all sorts of stuff. And of course, you can take pictures with the Easter Bunny. So you got a lot of different options there for the City Parks Egg Extravaganza. And that's free to attend as well. There obviously will be some nonprofits that'll be a part of it, and you can make a donation to them. And I think the other really neat thing, which is coming up on Saturday, is at the Thrasher Horn Center. This is a 20th year celebration, and that's a community event, so that is open to the Clay County community. So you can connect with that and some of the other events that are happening throughout Northeast Florida this weekend, including the 2025 Spring Mural Jam, the Beaches Green Market, Riverside Arts Market, and more. Head to our spotlight story at WOKV.com for a full rundown of everything 904 this weekend. WOKV News Time, 8:16.